Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2016. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. It's Friday. Yay. It's Friday afternoon. Well, the market had a little bit of a rough week, right? So we'll talk a little bit about the market and what's going on in politics, some stock stuff, the usual. Actually, that should I just entitle this the usual, right? But, so the stock market had a three-week win streak going on, but that all ended this week. Today, the S&P was up a smidge. Just below 2,200. It's at 2,192 on the S&P, but it was down about 1% for the week. The Dow was down today. The Dow didn't rally in the last few days as the rest of the market went down. But it was down about 21 points today, and but for the week it was up about 0.1%, and that's 4 weeks in a row for the Dow, 4 week win streak. That's pretty good, right? It's just 30 stocks though. But the Nasdaq was up a little bit today, just 0.1%. But for the week it took it on the chin, 2.7% loss for the Nasdaq. So basically, if you break the NASDAQ down into the NASDAQ 100, which is the highest, heaviest weighted stocks by market cap, you know, the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, Apple, they've taken a hit, right? And you're looking at interest rate increases, and as the rate yields increase, the earnings multiple on these stocks goes lower. Stronger dollar is also hurting overseas, and you never know what Trump's really going to do with this put America first with jobs, make America great again, how it's going to affect companies that have a lot of labor overseas, a lot of inexpensive labor. So there's some uncertainty, right? I mean, look at the semiconductors this week. It's just been a little bit of a bloodbath in semiconductors, and semiconductors go into everything. And I don't know. Semiconductors is kind of funny. I talked yesterday about how the NASDAQ leads the S&P and the S&P leads the Dow. Well, the semiconductors kind of lead the NASDAQ sometimes, because those are the things that go into a lot of those products that are made by companies in the index and the NASDAQ. So the unemployment rate came out today. And of course, the Democrats are saying, woohoo, yay, the unemployment rate had dropped 0.3%, is now 4.6%. Hey, do you know that's the lowest level since August of 2007? Do you know who was president back then? The evil George W. Bush. That's right. Everybody forgets that he had a little bit of a run there with the economy in the mid-2000s before the home crisis. Things were pretty good. I went back and looked at the GDP for that era, and if you look at 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, and 2006, they weren't that bad. It just got bad when the housing crunch happened. Anyways, so the 0.3 in the drop of the unemployment rate down to 4.6%, is that all good news? Or is it because of that darn labor force participation rate? Well, guess what? The labor force dropped again. 226,000 people, they're gone. They've given up looking. They're not trying to find a job. So the labor force participation rate is now 62.7%. So I guess the question is, what's the Fed going to do with all this, right? I mean, obviously the unemployment rate's down, however meaningful that is. But there is a growing number of people who are not in the labor force and who've basically given up. And a lot of people say, hey, it's the baby boomers. They're retiring, right? And I've heard some estimates that that's 1/3 of the number of people leaving the labor force. But is that really the reason? If you go take a look at the St. Louis Fed website, and someday I'll post this on my Twitter feed, at MuckDog, you can see that the rate is falling among prime-age workers. That's right. There's less and less people between the ages of 25 and 54 who are working. Now, I don't think those people are retiring, right? Do you know a lot of 20-somethings or 30-somethings that are retiring? Maybe they are, but I just don't see it. I just don't see it. And then if you take a look at the people over 55, their participation rate is increasing. They are rejoining the workforce. Yeah, so take a look at the numbers. That's at the St. Louis Fed. You can see that. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, enjoying her current re-election back as House Minority Leader next year, from San Francisco said she thought the report showed progress. Of course she does. Does she even know what the labor participation rate is? I don't know. So one of the measures, or one of the things we talk about, is income inequality, right? According to the IRS, the really rich got richer, the top 400. In 2014, that's the latest data that was released yesterday, the income reported on the top 400 tax returns, individual tax returns, rose 20%. That's 2014. So there you go, the rich getting richer. And you think about, the Democrats are always talking about income inequality. And that's a problem. And I think we all agree that's a problem. But it's been during Obama's reign and, you know, probably Bush's reign too, that the rich are really getting a lot richer, while wages for the middle income folks are relatively stagnant the last 16 years. So the rich are getting richer. And so anyways, how did that feed into this year's election? Because you saw a lot of the working class folks probably vote for Trump, right? They want to make America great again. So just a thought there. So Donald Trump's new education secretary, she's an advocate of charter schools. But one of the things that might be a little bit of a conflict is these online charter schools, or cyber charter schools, where you can actually go to class online. And doesn't that make a lot of sense? I mean, how many Spanish teachers do we really need? I mean, I don't know, if you think about where technology is going, and you can stream stuff over the web, and you can, heck, AT&T's DirecTV now, you can watch TV over the web. Why can't you go to class over the web? Why can't you sit and watch your teachers online? You know, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Just, teach Spanish online. I don't know, just thinking, but that'll face some opposition by teacher unions, right? You'd think. The recount still going on. As a matter of fact, the latest is that full speed ahead in Michigan and Wisconsin. Michigan, the Republicans, Michigan, I don't know, it was the Secretary of State or whoever. Anyway, somebody tried to stop it in Michigan, but the board that reviewed that, it consists of half Democrats, half Republicans, and they split, of course, along party lines. So a tie means the recount continues. Pennsylvania, we won't know till next week when there's a hearing there to see if the recount will continue there. I don't think anything will change, but it's in the news, right? Kind of this little story in the background. We'll see what happens to the recounts. Well, Donald Trump, you know, he's been ignoring the media and bashing the media, right? And he's on Twitter all the time. And we make fun of Twitter. He's on Twitter all the time. But a lot of people are on Twitter all the time. So what is the media now? Is the media, you know, the old gray lady, the New York Times, the USA Today, the Washington Post? Is that the media? Or is the media now social media? Is it now Twitter and Facebook? Are we getting our media via stories there? And sometimes they link to other stories that are on those other sites, the Times or the Post or whatever. But sometimes it's just people's opinions. And the questions are being asked a lot by people on Twitter, just you and me, right? Instead of reporters. And some reporters asking questions as well. But anyways, is that where the media is now? I think so. I think it's on Twitter and Facebook. And I think it's kind of cool. A lot of people think Trump should stop, but maybe he shouldn't. Maybe he should just keep doing what he's doing. So some big news came out of Starbucks yesterday after the close. The Howard Schultz, he's been there for about 3 decades, right? He's going to step down as CEO. He's going to still be involved as executive chairman, and he's going to be working on, and he's a chairman of the board. He's going to focus on innovation, design, and development of Starbucks premium brand and expansion of its retail stores. Taking over, Kevin Johnson. Not that Kevin Johnson, not the basketball player, the guy who's currently the COO of Starbucks and president. So he's going to be CEO. So we'll see how that changes Starbucks going forward. Smith & Wesson fell 12% today. The company gave earnings. Their earnings are really good, but they gave weak guidance. And some of that's maybe because, is it because Trump won? Or is it because they made too much supply? Rumor is it's because they made up too much supply, but yeah, we'll see. Anyways, hey, it's Friday, and I hope you have a good weekend. I'm not sure if I'll do a podcast over the weekend. I have been, right, on Saturdays. So we'll see. Anyways, I hope you have a really good one. It's December, so go out shopping. Go on to Amazon.com. Bye, bye, bye. And the music in the background is from PodSafe Music at MusicAlley.com. This is One Red Martian with Sly Dreamer. See ya.